2 years ago, after having served 4 years in the United States Marine Corps and deployments to both Iraq and Afghanistan, I found myself in Port-au-Prince, leading a team of veterans and medical professionals in some of the hardest hit areas of that city, 3 days after the earthquake. We were going to the places that nobody else wanted to go, the places nobody else could go. And after 3 weeks, we realized something. Military veterans are very, very good at disaster response. And coming home, my co-founder and I, we looked at it and we said, there are two problems. The first problem is this inadequate disaster response. It's slow, it's antiquated, it's not using the best technology, and it's not using the best people. The second problem that we became aware of was a very inadequate veteran reintegration. And this is a topic that is front page news right now, as veterans are coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're struggling to reintegrate into civilian life. And we sat here and we looked at these two problems, and finally we came to a realization. These aren't problems, these are actually solutions. And what do I mean by that? Well, we can use disaster response as an opportunity for service for the veterans coming home. Recent surveys show that 92% of veterans want to continue their service when they take off their uniform. And we can use veterans to improve disaster response. Now, on the surface, this makes a lot of sense. And in 2010, we responded to the tsunami in Chile, the floods in Pakistan. We sent training teams to the Thai-Burma border. But it was earlier this year when one of our original members caused us to shift focus in the organization. This is Clay Hunt. Clay was a Marine with me. We served together in Iraq and Afghanistan. Clay was with us in Port-au-Prince. He was also with us in Chile. Earlier this year, in March, Clay took his own life. This was a tragedy, but it really forced us to refocus what it is that we were doing. You know, Clay didn't kill himself because what happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. Clay killed himself because of what he lost when he came home. He lost purpose, he lost his community, and perhaps most tragically, he lost his self-worth.